Interskill Media presents The Bet, written by L.A. Hoyt, Jeff Edwards, Christina Johnson, Gary Huff, and Jennifer McDonald.
Welcome back to the Grammy Awards from Staples Auditorium in Los Angeles.
It is my pleasure to introduce the award for Producer of the Year. This award rightfully goes to a man who, in the past, has not only demonstrated his genius and absolute insight for recognizing and packaging talent, but has been a key force in helping the music industry reinvent itself to fulfill the needs of our modern time. He is looked upon as a father, a visionary, and a man not to be surpassed. Ladies and gentlemen, this year the award goes to Mr. Cal Seifert.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Oh, Miss Jones. Miss Jenna Jones.
What is it? Can't you see we're on?
Your pilot called and said the plane would be ready at 10.
Wait, who?
I don't know. I was told to deliver this message to Miss Jenna Jones, assistant to Mr. Cal Seifert.
Okay, I'll give it to him.
When I first got in this business more than 10 years ago, everyone tried to tell me the same thing.
Oh, blah, 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 blah. Come on, Cal. Please don't ramble on.
I just looked at him and said, if you're so smart, why aren't you rich?
Designer tux, $3,600. Haircut and style, $1,100. Lame joke and the audience still laughs, priceless.
But seriously, I think it's an honor to finally be recognized.
Come on, Cal. Say your piece and wrap it up. Oh, fabulous. And what timing? Hello? Oh, nothing, just this little thing called the... Exciting. Well, if you say so. No, I have not seen Angelina Jolie. Mom, this is the Grammys. Mom, I'm kind of on the clock right now. Can I call you back later? Okay, thanks. Love you. Bye.
Well, Miss Jenna Jones. Peach is definitely your color.
The gown is actually rose, but thanks. Cal, we're going to miss our flight.
Jen, I don't think my ever-capable assistant should worry herself about that. They'll wait.
Why would they do that, Cal? It's a chartered flight, and they work on their schedule, not ours.
When you own the plane, baby, you tell the pilot when you're ready.
No, you didn't. You did.
Yours truly is a proud...
Oh, my God. Your spending has gotten out of control.
Oh, come on. I just got bored with first class. It was time for an upgrade.
Wow. Well, while you were out airplane shopping, that little band you discovered, Star Gravy, you know, the one that sold 500,000 albums last year?
Yeah, what about him?
Well, their agent's been calling nonstop. He's furious.
Oh, let me guess. He's...
Their tour is 5 weeks away, and he wants signed contracts on his desk, like yesterday, Cal.
What do you want me to do about it? Just get Quince on it.
Ooh, Cal! Cal over here!
Cal over here!
Who are they?
The top-heavy blonde is Audrey, and the brunette is Shantae. They're both 24, Cal. You took them to dinner on the 7th, then back to your place for drinks. And I don't know what happened after that. I'd imagine you ended the night in your hot tub.
Oh, yeah, I remember. Audrey, Shantae, how are my sexy ladies? Hope your skin didn't stay too pruned after our little soiree together.
Gag me. Cal, you really need to call Gil Cohen about those contracts.
Now, Jenna, would you lovely ladies care to accompany me on my private jet?
Only if you're not planning to travel too far.
My dear, what would be the need of a jet if one wasn't planning on a trip to some exotic destination?
You are so right. Of course we would love to fly with you on a plane.
Please, babe, call me Cal.
Oh, Cal. I would love to see your new jet. Is it fast? I just love to go fast.
Is there any other kind?
Oh, good God.
Oh, Jenna, hail a cab for us, would you? And tell the pilot we'll need champagne for four.
Oh, Cal.
Oh, how much longer, Cal? Are we there yet?
Almost there. Right, Jen?
I can see the reporters. The ones I could get here anyway.
Oh, these publicity hounds are always dogging me.
Hey, if you're going to have me go to the trouble of getting those reporters here in the first place, why aren't you going to answer any of their questions?
Because brushing off the press is the best kind of publicity you can get.
They're going to think you have something to hide if you keep doing that.
Who?
The press.
Oh, yes, Cal. I'll protect you from those paparazzi.
They're not paparazzi, sweetie. They're reporters.
Mr. Seaver, Mr. Seaver, is it true that Star Gravy is signed with another producer?
I'm not taking any questions today.
How do you feel about the Stone Cold Thrillers being signed to a three-picture deal with Union Artists?
Sorry, not taking any questions today, sorry.
Mr. Seaver, please, Mr. Seaver, Mr. Seaver!
Let's go, my little ladies, onward to the friendly skies.
Mr. Seifert, if you and your party would find your seats, we'll be taking off in 10 minutes.
Absolutely, my dear. And what's your name?
I'm Tara. I'll be your stewardess on your first flight. Compliments of Regent Air.
Well, Tara, it's nice to meet such an attractive employee. If you don't mind, I'll need some personal time alone with you to go over some of the technical aspects of my new plane. And please, call me Cal.
Thank you, Cal.
I didn't even know the Stone Cold Thrillers were interested in movies.
They've been trying to get you to put something together since October.
How do you know all this?
They kept calling me, trying to get through to you.
Why didn't you tell me?
I did, remember?
Maybe. Vaguely. By the way, did you get in touch with the professor?
Of course.
You sent him the turkey and the stoli?
It got there yesterday, and he thanked you profusely.
He did? Why didn't you tell me?
I did, but you were quite busy.
I was?
Yeah, you said not to disturb you because you were practicing your speech.
Practicing my speech?
At your place? With your coach?
I don't remember meeting with a speech coach.
With your tennis coach?
Oh, yes. Her. What a backhand.
Hello? He's busy at the moment. Can I give him a message? Of course I'll tell him. No, I'm serious, Mohammed. I always tell him. Yes, I know how important it is. I'll let him know. Yes. Yes. Okay, thanks, Mohammed. You're welcome. Bye.
Ah, I could live like this forever. My head in sweet Audrey's lap. Luscious Shantae feeding me grapes like I was a king. Does it get any better than this?
Open wide.
Jen, these grapes are delicious, and they're out of season. Where'd you get them?
I didn't get them, Cal. They must have come with the airplane. I'm surprised it's not caviar.
I'll have to ask Miss Stewardess Lady when she comes back. Where's that call button?
Oh, Cal, don't get up. You don't need her fumbling around back here. We've got you all taken care of.
Okay, you're right. I'll wait till later.
More champagne?
Don't mind if I do. Ah, refreshing.
Cal, you're so amazing.
I know. Well, when I first heard the Stone Cold Thrillers, I couldn't believe my ears. They were so talented.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But nobody would sign them. Isn't that crazy?
Ooh.
Oh. So I walked right up, told them I wanted to sign them immediately. They were like, "Who are you, man?" And I said, "Funk Machine Records." There was no Funk Machine Records. I just made it up right there on the spot.
You're so smart.
Guts more than anything. I saw an opportunity, and I took it, even though I had nothing. I made it happen. I created Funk Machine and signed them. And now look at them. They're huge.
That is so awesome.
You are so talented.
Girls, ladies, please. After that, it was just one group after another, gold records, every one of them. Tell me again, Audrey, what is it that you do to keep from getting bored?
I'm creating my own makeup line.
Really?
It's all natural. I call it skin.
That's original. Who's backing you?
Makeover Cosmetics. My dad owns it.
Your dad owns Makeover Cosmetics? Hey, doesn't he own the Titans?
No, that's my dad.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, I used to go to all the games when I was little.
You're not so little anymore.
More grapes?
Please, Audrey, could you work your fingers a little bit higher? Oh, that's it. I just love a scalp massage.
I'm glad you're enjoying it.
I'm glad you're enjoying it.
Jenna Jones. Hey, calm down. I know he didn't call you back. If you'll just wait a minute. Warren, I do not appreciate that kind of language. Yes, I know. Can you just hang on for a second? Okay, I'll get him on the phone. Just hold on. Cal, it's Stargravy's agent. He's upset. He called yesterday and twice this morning.
Did he now? Excuse me, ladies, for one brief moment. Duty calls. Hey, Warren, long time no see, huh? How's it hanging? Yeah, yeah, I know. Listen, we're working on the tour. I know that, Warren. I know that. Jen, can you bring Shantae over here?
Why?
Just grab her for me.
All right.
I know you're upset, Warren. I'd be upset too. Look, we're all in this together, man. Just, I know what this means. And believe me, I'm not going to let that happen. Have I ever lied to you before? Yeah, I remember. I mean, lately.
Hey, Cal, what's up?
Hey, babe. Wonder if you could get your dad on the phone. I'd like to see about cutting past the red tape and getting the okay to put on a concert at that stadium of his. You think he'd like that?
Oh, wow. Really?
Absolutely.
I can do that. I'll call Daddy right now.
Mwah. Warren, you know what? Thank you for your concern. Yeah? Uh-huh. Hey, I'm right on the edge of closing a deal to get your guys a gig at the Titan Stadium. Yeah, no BS, Warren. I'm serious. How many other cities do you want? 5? Wow. Okay, email the list of what you want to Jen, and I'll have the rest of the tour set up by the end of the week. That cool? Good. Hey, we'll even get you those fancy hydraulic stages you asked about. Yeah, I'm serious. You and the boys are in good hands. Yeah, yeah, I know. I love you too. Goodbye, Warren. Oh, God, these agents really suck the life out of me. Did you get all that, Jen?
The end of next week.
Yeah.
5 cities?
Sure.
Quince is going to be upset. No, livid would be more accurate.
Oh, stop whining. He's like a well-trained dog. Just tell him what to do and he does it. Good old Quince. Fetch, Quince, fetch. He'll get it done. He always does.
Flight 934, this is Austin Flight Control. You are cleared for landing runway 7 West.
Roger, Tower. 934 clear for 7 West.
Mystique is the nightclub to be at. It's so exciting.
Yeah, and just look at all the hotties waiting in line with us. I can't imagine what's inside.
Next. Hello, ladies.
Hello.
Can I see your IDs, please?
Sure. Here you go.
This picture doesn't look anything like you.
Yeah, that was me like 3 years ago. I changed my hair color. I look totally different now.
No kidding. Gretchen, what's your birthday?
October 25th.
Nice try, but I can't let you in.
Oh, please let us inside. Pretty please?
No. Now get lost.
Breaking jerk.
Yeah, yeah, break my heart. Next. ID, please.
Is that really necessary? I mean, I do have wrinkles and gray hair.
Grandpa, I'm replacing the last guy who didn't check the ID of an 80-year-old.
So you admit I'm old enough?
Listen, pal, show me your ID or keep walking.
Oh, there you are, Professor. Come on in.
No, you don't. Who are you?
I'm Jenna Jones, personal assistant to Mr. Cal Seifert. That's Cal Grammy Award-winning Seifert. And I'll escort my guest in now, or you'll find yourself asking, "Want fries with that?" faster than you can blink those beady little eyes of yours. Okay, pal?
My mistake. Professor, enjoy the club.
Thank you. I will.
Here's 2 free drink coupons on the house.
You know, I don't usually go to places like this, but I have to say the VIP treatment is very nice.
Cal enjoys his clubs, but mostly he stays away from what he calls the populace.
Hey, Doc. Great to see you again.
Cal, it's always a pleasure to see one of my former students, especially one who's made quite a name for himself. What did you do to your hair?
The latest style, Doc. It's all the rage in L.A.
So the overpriced stylist told you. See, I think he wants that style to become all the rage.
Don't mind her, Professor. Jen's never been one for fashion trends. Oh, I'd like to introduce you to 2 very dear friends of mine. This is Audrey. She does modeling work for Makeover Cosmetics. And this is Shantae. Shantae's father owns the Titans. Ladies, this is Dr. Elliot Steiner. He was my music professor at the University of Texas. Taught me just about everything I know.
Hello, Dr. Steiner.
Audrey, Shantae, it's a pleasure to meet both of you.
So you stopped teaching to become a doctor?
What?
No, Audrey. Professor Steiner has a Ph.D. in music performance and composition.
A what?
I received a doctorate degree in music. The title of doctor is one of honor.
Oh, okay.
What was Cal like when he was a student, Professor?
Oh, no. You don't want to hear about my younger, wilder days.
Well, Cal was a good student, but he had his moments. He primarily studied piano.
I didn't know you played the piano.
Well, yeah, only rarely now. That was a long time ago.
It's a shame. Cal had so much potential, I figured him to end up in Carnegie Hall one day.
What, you don't think I still could?
I have a hard time seeing you at Carnegie Hall. Wearing a tux, flexing your fingers until they pop, then spreading out your tails as you sit down on the bench.
Yeah, that would look pretty ridiculous, but I'd be so fine in that tux, wouldn't I?
Nonsense, Cal. You would have done an old man proud.
Would have? I'm a household name, Doc. Doesn't that count for anything?
I don't know about all that, but I teach music, Cal. I get more excited about serious pursuits.
There's nothing more serious than what's happened to my bank account.
You have done well for yourself, Cal. There's no doubting that.
Jen, would you see these ladies have a good time?
What? You're leaving us?
Only for a bit. I promised the professor here we'd spend some time together. Just the two of us. We've got some catching up to do.
Cal, don't go.
It'll be fine, Shantae. You two ladies have fun, and I'll rejoin you a little later, hmm?
Where are we going?
A place that'll bring back some fond memories, Doc.
Well, you got your spoon in the pudding, your icing on the cake, your flour in the hourglass. Baby, I'm here to take me so seriously.
Just like old times, eh, Doc? This place hasn't changed a bit.
It certainly hadn't, especially when it comes to the talent.
They're pretty bad, aren't they?
Worse.
That was always the point. Come here after class, toss back a few, and listen to people who try their hardest but never make it.
Passion is futile if you don't have talent to begin with.
Talent, I must say, is mostly overrated.
I think talent has everything to do with it.
I agree, but talent isn't all that necessary, at least in becoming a superstar.
How do you mean?
Well, look at this band. No matter what you think of their music, they're interesting to watch.
It's just a bunch of crazy lights and men dancing like clowns around a stage.
I didn't say they were successful, but they certainly have the right ideas. It's all entertainment.
Entertainment is not art, Cal.
I beg to differ. What was that phrase you always used? Oh, yeah. Art is the dance of life. I always liked that one.
Cal, you've done really well for yourself. But you've fallen far from your roots, son. This is not art.
Then what is art, Doc? What may not be yours is certainly mine. Not this band, of course, they're bad, but with proper guidance, even they can be taken to the next level.
With proper musical training, of course, they could be much better than they are.
No, I'm not talking about training. It's all about marketing.
Marketing?
Yes, marketing. I can take any artist, just as they are, and make them big. It's all about the right set of lights, costumes, hairstyles, all of it. I can package and sell anyone.
And the quality of the music is just one piece of the pie.
A very small piece.
A critical part, nonetheless.
Here's my secret. I bring together the songwriters. I match the artist that Quince finds, and then I create a certain image and bam, instant celebrity.
So it's not the music that makes the artist.
I am the artist, Doc. The performers are my creation. I put all the pieces together to make it all happen.
Really?
Absolutely. They're like puppets on a string. I breathe life into them and turn them into icons, gods and goddesses. The public adores them, and in turn, they worship at my altar, which basically means they attend our concerts by the millions.
Don't travel too far off on that limb, son, or you'll fall flat on your face.
I see no end in sight. I have all the pieces in place for unlimited success. I can take anyone, and I mean anyone, regardless of talent, and turn them into a legend.
Anyone?
I think my past success speaks for itself. Besides, performers are just waiting for the right master to come along and fill them with the wine of sweet success. And of course, that master would be me.
Cal, your vanity and ego have swollen to a point that chokes out the beauty of a young man I used to know. Unfortunately, nobody seems to be willing to share that morsel of truth with you.
I'm sorry to say it, Doc, but all my classmates you happen to respect are nothing but losers, in my opinion. Take George Ulrich, for example. The man plays 3 concerts a year, works in some stuffy old library to support himself, and he'll die thinking he supported the arts? Nobody cares. Nobody will ever know what he's done. He might as well be invisible.
That's a harsh assessment, Cal. Have you been to any of his concerts? They are simply magical, transporting. Think what you want, Cal. You've been successful. Nobody can argue that point. But my serious students have made a difference. They know it, and I know it.
Listen, I respect your high ideals. I really do. In a perfect world, only the best rise to the top, blah, blah, blah. But the real world works totally different, and I just happened to discover the secret sauce.
Okay, then, Mr. Big Shot Music Producer, let me lay this one on you. I bet that you can't turn the next band into your next hit.
You're on, Doc. What are we going to place on this little bet?
At this point, only the satisfaction of one party being right over the other. One of us will wash it down with a cup of cold sick.
That doesn't sound too pleasant. Does that mix well with vodka?
It's from an old nursery rhyme, Cal.
Oh. Well, you're on. Shake on it?
Absolutely. That grin on your face will put the Cheshire Cat to shame.
This'll be the easiest bet I've ever won.
Confidence is always a good thing, Cal, except in this instance. It is very misplaced.
When I wake up in the morning, I see my creations all over television, magazines, the internet. People fill whole stadiums just to see them live and in person. I'm the goose that laid the golden egg.
Thank you, thank you. CDs will be at the back. And stick around because this next group is gonna rock your socks off. Good night.
I am the walrus.
Excuse me?
The nursery rhyme you quoted earlier. Lennon took some of the words and used them for the Beatles song, I Am the Walrus.
You certainly know your Beatles music.
Just some random fact a professor told me once.
Speaking of the Beatles, they stand as an example of being a cultural icon while still having something to say about music and art, not like the big names of today.
The Beatles were packaged just as much as anyone. Brian Epstein and George Martin both shaped the Beatles into their own public persona.
But they had talent to begin with, Cal. It was their raw talent that Martin and Epstein honed into stardom. I know what you think of yourself, Cal, but you're no Rumpelstiltskin. No matter what you do, your straw will never be gold.
And that's where I'm going to prove you wrong. Sorry, Doc, I gotta take this.
Take your time, Cal. It looks like I'm about ready to pay another visit to the bar anyway.
Hey, babe.
Those days are over, Cal.
Lovely to hear from you as always. Ex-wives are so much fun.
Soon to be ex-wife, Cal. And it was never about fun. It was all about business. You know that. Besides, if it were anything other than just business, do you think you'd still be having me watch your finances?
You can't say we didn't have moments where after-hours fun might have crept in a little. We had a good marriage, outside of all those pesky compatibility issues.
Cut the crap. I'm looking at the income statements.
I'm pretty proud of my income statements.
You're a genius at one-hit wonders, Cal, but most of them are past their prime.
Roberta, my hacks are still huge and making money.
I'm looking at the numbers, Cal, not comments on a fan website. Do you need me to elaborate?
It doesn't matter. I've found another one-hit wonder, as you call them, and you won't believe how fantastic they are.
They? What's the name of the band?
Well, hold on, Roberta. Hey, what's the name of the next band?
Some kind of country band, I guess, since they're wearing cowboy hats.
They're a country group, fantastic players. You wouldn't believe.
Country? Cal, I thought we were getting back to what we do best. We're Funk Machine Records, remember?
Well, I thought we needed to...
Is the lead singer a man or a woman?
Well, I...
You don't know?
Come on, Roberta. I can tell the difference. I'm really good at the whole boy-girl thing.
Don't be cute, Cal.
Ladies and gents.
I'm waiting.
Put your hands together for Betsy Dupree.
It's a girl.
Aw, you must be so proud. How good is she?
She's great. The best yet.
I'm a country girl.
Oh, no.
What?
Nothing. It'll be a piece of cake. I can't wait to introduce you.
Cal, are you okay?
Yeah, I'm good. Just a little winded.
I hope she can bring your numbers up, Cal. You're speeding like a freight train straight into the red.
Right, whatever. Bye, Roberta.
With the country heart, and I would not give it to anyone but you.
Sure.
Why'd you give your heart? Why'd you give your heart to her? Why'd you give your heart to me? I'm a country girl with a country heart. Why not give it to anyone but you? Why'd you give your heart to her? Why'd you give your heart to me? Why'd you give your heart to her? Why'd you give your heart to me? I'm a country girl with a country heart, and I would not give it to anyone.
So, what do you think?
Absolutely not. Can you believe this guy? Let's get out of here.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Don't you know who I am?
No, and I don't really care.
Betsy, maybe we should think about it.
I think that Virgil here has the right...
No! Don't you understand? We sound great the way we are. Why would we sell ourselves out and mess all that up?
Oh, God.
What's with your friend? Did I say something funny?
It's nothing. Hey, Doc, can you cut it out? You're not helping here.
Sorry.
As I was saying...
He could help us. We need the PR.
We get plenty of gigs, Mandy. And we get to play our music our way. I can't believe you don't think this would make us sellouts just like all those other mainstream bands.
Hey now, it's hardly fair to call.
We wouldn't be a sellout. This is what you have to do to get noticed.
It's not that you're selling
out.
Do
you want to have someone we don't even know telling us what to wear, what to sing, what to say, and what time to wake up?
You mean we can't sleep in?
That is certainly not...
Come on, Betsy, let's give it a chance. We're not going anywhere, and you know it.
Fine. If Mandy and Virgil want to hear this out, then let's go for it. What are you offering us, Mr. Seifert?
I'm offering the best production in the business. The best studio space and equipment, a guaranteed release of your next CD, and a nationwide tour. With me producing, your chances of going gold are 100%. But I do want to offer you a new direction.
You see? I knew it. What if we like our direction? You want to melt us down until we're like every other plasticized loser in the industry.
I think you're jumping to...
Say, could we talk alone for a minute?
I agree. We need to talk about this amongst ourselves.
Okay. We'll be right back, Mr. Seifert.
Fine. Take all the time you need.
You know, Cal, this place is truly magnificent. I've always loved the Grand Hotel. A true throwback to a gone-by era.
And your bygone era cost me almost $800 a night.
The presidential suite goes for $1,500.
I know. I tried booking it, but it was already taken. I had to settle for the bridal suite.
Not everyone gets a marvelous view of the state capitol right out their window. Oh, I wasn't aware you were going to try to sign the whole band.
I'm not. I try to deal with single artists. I want Betsy and only Betsy. That works for our bet, right?
Of course.
But if I can't convince her?
Then you lose.
I thought so. Not that I'm worried.
You didn't think it would be this hard to even get started, did you?
I'm surprised that she's never heard of me. If she had, she'd know I could make her a star.
You better make your intentions known quickly or you'll leave some bad feelings behind.
Here they come, Doc.
Sorry, Mr. Seifert. We've decided to reject your offer.
Betsy, could I speak to you alone?
You're not going to change my mind.
This will only take a minute. Please.
Okay, but only a minute.
Thank you. We can talk over here. Virgil, Mandy, would you entertain the professor?
Professor? I thought he was some sort of movie producer or something.
Not hardly. He teaches music at UT, but don't let that fool you. He's been a very important man in the music industry. He used to work with the Beatles.
The Beatles? Really?
You've worked with Paul McCartney?
Thank you, Cal.
You're welcome, Doc. This way, Betsy.
What were they like?
Well, since you've asked, right before they came to America, I received a telephone call from an old friend back in London.
Here, you can have the chair. I'll stand.
Oh, that's very gentlemanly of you.
Can I buy you a drink?
No, thanks.
I have to be honest with you, Betsy.
Oh, so now you want to be honest.
I'm not interested in the band.
Then why are you wasting our time?
I don't deal with bands. I deal with artists. And my deal is for you and you alone. I'm interested in developing the raw talent I saw on display tonight.
So you want me? I thought you needed a band.
I'd like for you to come to Nashville with me.
Nashville? Well, I've never been to Nashville.
But... I have a recording studio there, and I'd like to work with you for a while. I'll introduce you to my people. We'll run a few rehearsals. See how it goes.
I don't really see how it's gonna... Hold on, I have to take this.
Go right ahead.
Mel, I know, I had a meeting right after the show, but... Well, it ran a little over. I'm on my way right now. Okay, I'll be home soon. Goodbye. I'm sorry, Mr. Seifert, but I really have to go.
Tell you what, we'll make it just a week or two. Let you get a feel for things.
Mr. Seifert...
Cal...
Cal, I'm flattered that you think I have talent, but I meant every word I said about not selling out. Besides, I can't just pack up and leave. I have responsibilities. My life is really complicated right now.
Look, no obligation. You can try it for a few days, see how you like it. Come on, what do you got to lose?
All right, I'll think about it, okay?
All right, I understand. But the clock's ticking.
Okay.
Oh, and here's your purse. It fell out of the chair while you were on the phone.
Thank you. Well... Goodbye.
Why couldn't she be like a million other artist wannabes who'd kill for a chance at a real recording contract? I didn't think it would be this hard.
If it were easy, Cal, everyone would be winning Grammys.
Oh, you're enjoying this, aren't you?
I always enjoy watching my students go through the learning process.
Yes, I believe you are enjoying this.
So, is she in or is she out?
I'm not sure. I was making some headway and then she got a phone call. Said she had to go. But she will be back.
What makes you so sure?
I like to call it knowing the mind of a woman.
Yeah, that and those sunglasses look expensive.
Hello.
For God's sake, Cal, are you still in bed?
Roberta, hey, I had a late night meeting. You know how it is. Whatever this is about, can it wait till morning?
Morning? Are you having my sleeping pills refilled? It's after 10 your time.
Oh, great. Doc is already...
Cal Seifert, what have I told you about writing large checks without consulting me first?
You sound like my mother.
You're going to wish I was your mother. This is serious, Cal.
I'm not in the mood, babe. Just tell me what you're mad about.
Don't you babe me. I'm not your wife anymore. This is about Hangman's Noose. Do you realize how much money you've spent on this band? We're down to just over $1.5 million in the bank.
What? That lousy band?
What did you say? Cal, are you even listening?
It's okay. You know I always pull through. We spend a lot, but we make a lot. That's the way it is.
You can't rely on success forever, Cal. One day that oil well is going to dry up.
There are lots of wells, Roberta. Like I was telling you last night, I found this new talent. Her name is Betsy Dupre. Voice like an angel. She's going to be a huge star. The money will start flowing again, just like always.
Can she sing? Just tell me that. Can she sing?
Sing?
Yes, Cal. Singers usually sing when they open their mouth. Now, can she sing?
Well...
That's it. I am coming down there.
No, that isn't necessary. Like I told you, everything's fine.
Fine. I was married to you, Cal. I know when you're holding something back.
We were married, Roberta. And when did I ever let you down?
Well, we could start with that...
Financially, I mean. Come on, Roberta. There's no need to get all crazy here.
All right. But you listen to me. Expenses have got to come down, and revenue has to go...
I know. Up.
Good. I'm glad we're on the same page.
I have everything under control. Trust me.
Did you just say trust me?
Yeah.
Now I'm really worried.
Yes, that's right. I studied with him in London. His talent was spectacular.
Wow, are you still in contact?
Certainly. Oh, good morning, Cal.
Morning, Doc. Sorry I overslept. Hello, Betsy.
Hi, Mr. Seifert.
Are you going to invite us in?
I thought you left, Betsy.
I did, don't you remember?
I'm afraid after you left, Cal did polish off what was left of the bourbon.
Whatever it was, I have a world-class headache.
You do look a little haggard, if you don't mind my saying so.
What? Oh, yeah, I mind. Where's a mirror? Whoa, I do look like death warmed over. So what brings you here, Betsy?
I lost my sunglasses, and I think the last place I had them was when I was with you. I thought I'd stop by and see if I left them here. Well, I saw the professor in the lobby, and he brought me up to your room. Have you seen them?
Oh, yes, I intended to call you. I have them right here.
Oh.
They must have fallen out of your purse.
Oh, thank you. There's a long story behind those glasses, and I didn't want to lose them.
No. Well, now they're safe in your hands.
Yes, safe in your hands.
What?
I just said they're safe in your hands.
Yes, thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
You know, I told my mom about our meeting and your offer.
What did your lovely mother have to say?
She said she's heard me sing and was surprised by your offer.
Your mother has a sense of humor.
Well, yes, sort of. She also said to tell Mr. Seifert...
Cal?
Yes. She said that I should say yes before Cal changed his mind.
Your mother's a smart woman.
She wants to see me climb the music ladder. She also said I should stop by and invite you both to dinner tonight before our last show at Bug Eyed Pete's. But I told her you were probably busy and
I think that's a great idea. Doc, you up for a foursome?
It would be my pleasure, Miss Dupree.
Wow, this place is really cool.
I've heard a lot about the Belmont, but it's always been out of my price range.
But not out of mine.
Will your mother be joining us, Betsy?
Oh, God. She's here already, by the bar.
Which one is she?
I'll be right back. Can we go ahead and get a table?
Way ahead of you. I've already made the arrangements.
Well, you and the professor can go on. I'll just go get her and we'll come and join you later.
Sure.
Oh, there you are. I was just telling this nice young man what a talented daughter you are.
I'm sure you were. Mel, what do you think you're doing? He's half your age and you're all over him. You should be ashamed.
What are you so upset about? I got here a little early to warm up with a few drinks. Where's your friends?
Come on, Mel. They're already here. Now please, behave yourself, okay? And please don't embarrass me.
When have I ever embarrassed you?
Come on. You can still walk, can't you?
Of course I can walk. See?
Let's go then.
Okay. Bye, whatever your name is. Stay handsome.
Mel, this is Professor Steiner and Cal Seifert. This is my mother, Melinda Morrison.
You certainly come from a line of gentlemen, Mr. Professor. I've never had anyone stand up for me before.
My pleasure, Mrs. Morrison. If you'll allow me to take your hand.
Sure, here you go.
Charmed.
I've definitely never had a man kiss the top of my hand before either.
Hello, Mrs. Morrison. It's very lovely to meet you.
Oh, please. It's just Mel.
Mel. I'm a music producer from Los Angeles. I'm hoping to convince your talented daughter that she should allow me to produce and manage her.
Well, Lord knows, Betsy needs someone to manage her.
Mel!
But didn't you hear him, Betsy? He's from Los Angeles. Isn't that near Hollywood?
Yes, it's very close.
Imagine, honey, you could be a star.
Mel, will you sit down?
Oh, sure. Oh, waitress! You! Could you please bring a Mexican martini over here?
My pleasure.
Thank you, dear. They are so nice here, I just might have to come back.
Oh, God.
So, Professor, what do you teach?
Well, I,
Well, you know, I always wanted to go to college, but my father, said it was a waste of time. So, I just stayed and helped out on the ranch.
Well, a ranch sounds pretty interesting.
Well, not really. We had a few cows, but mostly pigs. I don't know why we called it a ranch.
Mel, the professor probably isn't interested in farm animals.
On the contrary, my relatives had a farm not too far from here, and they raised quite a few pigs, in fact.
Mel, can we please talk about something else?
I'd like to talk about your career.
That's a great idea. She needs someone to...
Mel, would you stop?
I'm just trying to help.
So, Betsy, have you had time to think about my offer?
I have. Well, I don't know. It's a big thing for me, and I just don't know if I could up and leave like that.
Betsy, I've been in this business for a very long time. Long enough to appreciate that a chance like this doesn't come around very often. You have a talent that can be mined into superstardom, and yet you don't want to leave? Even for a few weeks? I mean, don't you want to sing?
Of course I want to sing. I'm just not sure.
Okay, look. Whatever's holding you back, whatever you're worried about, just tell me. I want this to be as comfortable as it can be. I know the thought might be a little frightening, but I'm sure you'll take to the idea once you've dipped your toe in the water.
Why are you so interested in me? You must get, what, like 100 demos a day?
200, actually. But Betsy, you've inspired me. I felt like a bolt of lightning struck me when I was listening to you last night. But now, I mean, it's more of a personal challenge. I've turned away a lot of artist wannabes, but I've never had one turn me down before.
He's right, Betsy. I think there's definitely something wrong with you.
What do you know about this, Mel? You haven't been paying much attention to anything except the male scenery. Not to mention you must be way over the legal limit by now.
She's worried that if she leaves, I'm gonna up and get married again. Which I don't plan on doing, I might add.
Mel! You never plan on anything, much less when or even who you marry.
Hey, sometimes not planning works out better. I have the house now, and the Cadillac, thanks to my ex-husband. Oh, and my lawyer. Yeah, I almost forgot about
him.
Well,
that calls for a toast of congratulations to you, Mel.
Thank you, Professor. He was my fifth. Oh, waitress, I'm empty again. Could I get another
one
of these?
Miss, she's had enough.
What are you doing? I know perfectly well how much effect on alcohol I can tolerate.
You're gonna throw your blood sugar off, Mel. That's enough.
Fine. Whatever. That's my sweet Betsy, always looking out for her mom. Always doing the worrying for me about my diabetes. diabetes.
If you'd take better care of yourself, I wouldn't have to worry, Mel.
Say, why doesn't your mother come with us to Nashville? I can lease a condo big enough for the both of you. We could leave tomorrow.
Oh, Betsy, I've never been to Nashville. All the country music and museums and live shows and the Grand Ole Opry. It'll be so much fun. Oh, and Dolly Parton. I have always wanted to meet her. Oh my God, this will be so much fun.
Then it's settled.
Oh no, wait. I have to finalize the divorce papers with my lawyer. Tomorrow won't work.
I believe I could escort your mother to Nashville when she's ready, Betsy. I have a few things to iron out here as well, and I have a vested... I'd like to see how this all turns out, if that's all right with you, of course.
I don't know.
Oh, Professor, have you ever been to Nashville?
I have, a long time ago. I've been waiting for the opportunity to go back, actually. There are so many places I'd love to see again.
Would you be able to show me around?
Certainly, it would be my pleasure.
Well, Betsy, what do you say to that?
It's just that I don't...
Betsy, say yes. You may never have another chance like this again. And I could, we could use a vacation, the both of us together.
Okay, I guess I'll do it.
Excellent. A toast, then, to new friends and a new talent at Funk Machine Records.
I have a question.
Fire away.
Why call it Funk Machine Records? There must be a million other names.
Mel!
Cheer up, Betsy. What's with the frown?
Nothing.
I've been around the block enough to know that's not the case. Can I ask you one thing if you promise to answer truthfully?
That depends.
Does it have anything to do with me?
No.
Okay, then. I'm going to check in with Jen, see how the business day is progressing. Will you be all right back here by yourself?
I'm a big girl, Cal.
Cheer up, Betsy. We'll be in Nashville before you know it.
That about wraps it up. Okay, thanks. And you too. Bye. We now have a spot for practice tomorrow. The Nashville Municipal Auditorium.
Mm-hmm. What time?
8 p.m.
Excellent.
I've noticed our passenger doesn't look very thrilled. Does she really want to do this?
Sure she does.
I also noticed you staring at her. Come on, Cal, please don't tell me this is one of those wash my back and I'll wash yours.
Now, Jen, you know that for all my faults, I've never once resorted to that.
Yeah, you're right. Sorry.
She is an attractive young woman, but she's not my type. And come to think about it, I'm not sure she'd be so easy to win over. Anyway, get Quince on the phone. Have him finalize the details. We're going to need some top people there. You know what I'm saying? Top people.
Gotcha. Sure thing, boss. Hey, Rosie. I need to speak with Quince. Yeah, I'll wait.
Good news, Betsy. We're set to begin rehearsing tomorrow. Will you be ready?
I'll be ready. I'll be ready, Cal.
I didn't mean that. I mean, are you ready for your first step into the world of fame and fortune?
Can we give it a rest for a while, Cal? I'm not in the mood.
Look, I don't know what's gotten into you or what you're mad about, but you need to let it go. It's all behind you now. You need to start thinking like a star. If you don't, you'll never be one.
You seem awfully sure of yourself. What if you're wrong?
Don't even think that. I've never been...
Wait, what? Quince, what the... When were you going to tell us this? What? I can't believe you.
What's going on?
I don't know.
You're going to have to tell him yourself, Quince. Cal, you better take this.
What?
Just talk to him.
Quince, my brother, what's happening? How's Miami Vice treating you? Back on Monday, right?
I'm not in Miami, Cal. I'm in Nashville.
Already? Well, okay, that's great. We'll be landing in about 20 minutes.
I quit, man. I'm through. You heard me. We're done. I know we've had a lot of good times together, and I would have told you sooner, but I knew you were busy in Austin, and I've got a lot going on here. So I'm telling you now.
Look, I know the hours you've put in the past few months. If you need some time off, I can handle things. You left Miami way too soon. You should go back, stay on vacation. But first, before you leave, I need you to round up the usual prop and smoke people. Oh, and I'm going to need a good audio guy, the best you can find.
Cal, I'm through with that. Didn't you hear me? There's no I in team, because I won't be there, period. No questions asked. No reconciliation, nada, nothing. We're done, man.
Look, don't worry about it. Whatever you need, we can work it out. Just don't use Alan's light guys anymore. The last show they did was just tacky. They stiffed me on part of the bill. But I'm sure you'll take care of it. That's what I like about you, Quince. I can always count on you. Thanks. Bye. Piece of cake. This is Cal.
What have you been smoking? Pay attention, Cal. I'm going to say this one more time and as gently as I can, okay? I am through with you. Understand me? Through. I won't be there tomorrow or the next day. I won't be getting the usual guys together for whatever you had going on. Nothing. I'm not some moron you can sweet talk anymore into doing whatever you want and never getting any recognition for what I bring to the table. It's over, Cal. Get it?
Okay, Quince. I'm sorry that it has to be like this.
Sure you are. Oh, and just so you know, Todd, Gwen, and the rest won't be available either.
What?
I offered them a better deal and the fact that they won't have to work with you anymore. They're working for me.
Is this some kind of joke?
It's not a joke. And you know what's even less funny? Your speech at the Grammys.
I thought it was a great speech.
It was pompous, arrogant, and not once did you share your success with the people who helped you get where you are.
Okay, Quincy, do what you want. But don't come crawling back to me for any favors, you understand? This is your last chance. Get it together or your career is over.
Good luck to you, man. You're going to need it.
You're making a big mistake, Quince. Quince? Hello? Here, Jen. Reschedule the auditorium for Friday. I'm going to make a list of people you need to call.
Mr. Drummond, this is Jenna Jones. Yes, I'm Cal Seifert's assistant. Yes. All right. Yes, I understand. Bye. May I please speak with Anthony Marsh? Well, would you ask him if we could book some of his crew? My name is Jenna Jones. I'm with Funk Machine Records. Yes, that's Mr. Seifert's. Well, it would be for Friday. I understand perfectly. Thank you very much. Have a good day. Goodbye.
Having problems, Jen?
Nope. No, Cal, no problems. Everything is fine. I know just who to call. Jamie, it's Jenna. That's right. Hey, girl, I need a big favor. Cal, oh, he's doing just fine. Yeah, I know. No, that's not true. Well, parts of that is. Anyway, I'll tell you the whole story later over drinks, okay? But look, we need some light guys on Friday. Like, the works. Everything you got. I know, Jamie. But you also know that you owe me. Big. Yeah, I know. Really? Okay. Well, we'll see you Friday then. Thanks so much. Bye-bye. Ha. Halfway there.
Audio check one.
Not too shabby, huh, Jenna?
I've been on the phone nonstop for the last 3 days. It had better not be shabby.
Shh, here she comes. Doesn't she look great?
Great? She looks like a cowboy hooker. I can see her lip liner from here.
Look, that's expensive stuff. We paid a lot of money for that.
Don't you think you've gone a little overboard?
Overboard? What are you talking about?
You have rhinestones covering a pink cowboy hat, Cal. And her outfit is nothing more than a collection of frilly lace and sequins. She looks like Vegas Barbie thrown in a blender.
All this is fancy clothes. People like fancy. I'm trying to mix the sex appeal with the old school charm, Jen.
Well, I'm sorry, but you're not succeeding.
Okay, listen, little miss, wear moo-moo and flip-flops to work every day. What do you know? Let's just give it a shot. Okay, everyone, let's make some magic. Ooh, Betsy, watch the cables.
That was close.
I know.
Started out in San Antonio.
Stop. Cut the music.
What's the matter?
Nothing. It was good. But I want you to relax your voice a little more. You're forcing too much air out, and your throat is constricting as you run out of air. Let's go again. Audio, I need more power out of the music track, okay? Hold up, everyone. Stop the music.
Cal, I can barely hear myself.
That's how it's supposed to sound. You're doing great, kid. Let's keep going. We may have to give you a few pointers after the rehearsal, but for now, we just keep doing what you're doing.
Hey, Cal, are all these clothes really necessary? I feel like a clown, and it's hot up here. I'm sweating like a football player.
Do you want to be a singer? I don't want to hear the typical response. I want to really know. I need to be sure about this. Do you want to be a singer, Betsy Dupre?
Why else would I be here?
That's not an answer. Do you want to be a singer?
Yes.
Good. Then stop whining and start singing. If you want to be a star, this is what you have to do.
I don't feel like a star at all.
Listen, I'm going for a new look, but it may or may not be permanent. Just roll with it for now, okay?
Okay, fine.
Betsy, you look like a wet chicken. Head back to makeup and have them touch you up and drink some water, too. Maybe that'll help your throat.
Do I really have to wear this?
It's called a dress rehearsal for a reason.
But this is my first rehearsal ever. Don't you think this is going a little too fast?
Please just bear with me on this, Betsy. It's all part of the process.
Cal, this looks like nothing that has been done before in the industry. It's way too...
Hey, everything will come together. You'll see. We just need a little time with her.
Don't get me wrong. I'm very fond of Betsy. It's just that... What exactly did you see in her?
What do you mean?
I mean, I think she could have good stage presence with some practice, but her voice...
A little rough, I know.
More like nails on a chalkboard, honestly.
No one asked you to be honest, Jen. Look, you're great at calling people, running interference and getting things together. I'm great at turning ordinary schmoes into musical gods and goddesses.
Cal.
Let's just stick to what we're good at for the sake of our jobs, all right?
Okay, boss.
Everyone, let's get back into position.
Cal, there's no one here.
What?
I went backstage and everyone's gone.
Hold on.
I don't see any of the crew anywhere either.
There's no one at the audio console and the light techs are gone?
There's an old guy back there.
Does he know anything about where everybody went?
I don't think so. He's fast asleep.
This is totally ridiculous. Jen, get a hold of Jamie and tell him he needs to keep his crew in line. Jen? Jen, where are you?
Ugh, I'm getting out of this ridiculous dress right now, Cal.
Wait, Betsy, don't toss that hat.
What's the matter?
The costume's very expensive. You know, just never mind. I don't care anymore. This can't be happening.
So now what, Mr. Goddess Maker? I can order whatever I want?
Sure, anything you want.
So, how do you think rehearsal went?
What?
The rehearsal, how do you think it went overall? Any pointers for me?
Betsy, darling, the crew left. Jen left. You didn't finish your song, and I think I lost my watch in one of the seats. How do you think it went?
It's okay, Cal. Calm down. People are watching.
I don't care.
Well, I'm glad you can finally admit that to yourself instead of putting the usual spin on everything.
It's how the business works, Betsy. It's all control chaos, bringing everything all together at just the right time when it needs to work.
Well, however you're going to put it, I'm glad you're finally seeing this charade more clearly now.
Charade?
This whole... You can be a star thing. That's the charade, Cal. It's time to wake up and see it for what it really is.
Charade? The only charade here,
Betsy,
is...
I'm not that good of a singer, Cal. Just don't say anything for a minute. You're not going to change the facts, and I don't want your false praise. Besides, even if I was a good singer, it wouldn't matter.
Why?
Are you blind? Don't you see what I constantly get myself into? It's just one mess right after another.
What mess?
Well, like my mother. I can't ever leave her alone. I can't even get away for a second because the moment I do, she's... I don't know, never mind. It's just... What the hell am I supposed to do?
Betsy.
I'm sorry, Cal. I just need to be alone for a minute, okay? I'll be right back. Just order whatever you want for me.
Is there anything I can get for you, sir?
Can you tell me what happened to my perfect life?
What are we doing?
We're going to do a little singing. I've noticed your throat is really tight when you sing, and that is truly torture on country singing. It's especially bad. We should try some different styles. What do you think?
I don't know. I've never been interested in singing anything but country.
Maybe that's because you never tried before. Indulge me.
Yo, Cal, my man. What's flying, dawg? Got another soon-to-be gold artist?
Mose, it's good to see ya. Went to borrow a studio for a few hours. This little lady here, she's the next big thing, and we just wanted to practice for a bit.
Hey, no problem. Come on back. You can sing away in here, sis.
Thanks, Mose. Okay, Betsy, just put on that headset, and I'm going to be in here listening.
How do you... Never mind. I think I got it.
That's fine, Betsy. All right, why don't you try to sing a little more pop and a little less twang? Hey, Mose, do you have any of those songs we tried last year?
Sure thing, man. They're right here. Which one you want?
Let's try this one out. You ready?
Yeah, I think so.
Take it away, then.
What gives? I'm tired, but I can't sleep tonight.
Hold on, hold on. Let's try shifting gears a little bit. A lot. What about rap? You ever do any rap?
Rap? No,
okay,
I don't know.
Open you up a little bit. Let's just try something on what?
You just want me to make it up
on
the fly?
Yeah, just sing it on the fly. Just do it. Just feel it within you.
Okay.
Most throw down some kind of beat for
okay.
her. And let's just see how it's an exercise.
All right. Here we go.
You can do it.
My mother is a drinker who likes the bars. She tells me I'm a singer who will reach for the stars. She's had 5 husbands and I don't know why.
If you keep on singing, I think we're all going to die. All right. Okay, just hold on.
Sorry,
we're going to try something different
here. I
tried.
I told you I couldn't rap.
That's okay. Look. Let's try something simple.
Okay.
You know the national anthem, right?
Well, I know other songs too, Cal.
Just try it anyway.
Okay, fine.
Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hail by the twilight?
I think you just canceled all the baseball games everywhere. That was great. That was really, really, no, that was really...
Now, Cal, I thought you said...
I know.
Where the hell did you
get... It's complicated. Don't ask.
Dog, 2 words. Singing coach.
Yeah. Okay, Betsy, that's a wrap.
Mel, you're here early. I thought we were going to pick you and the professor up at the airport tomorrow.
We got an earlier flight. The papers were ready, and now I'm a free woman.
That's what worries me.
Hello, Doc. How was your flight?
It's been interesting, but I've got no complaints.
Elliot, would you mind taking this small bag,
Mel,
too?
Mel, don't make the professor carry any more of your bags. Sorry about that.
It's quite all right, my dear.
Mel, what did you do? Bring your whole closet?
Arms of love, these arms of love, I'm missing you. When I'm by myself, I wonder where you are, and if you're thinking of me too. Having somebody that you love, and they're so far away from these arms of love, these arms of love, these arms of love are missing you. Missing you. when I'm by myself, I wonder where you are. And if you're thinking of me too, arms of love, arms of love, these arms of love. I'm missing these arms of love. I'm missing these arms of love. I'm missing you.
Oh my God, Cal, what are you doing here?
Hey, sorry. It's not like I haven't seen a girl in a towel before.
What are you doing up here?
Did you just have the radio on?
No!
Who was singing then?
It was me, Cal.
That was you? What were you singing? Can you sing it again?
I'm kind of naked, Cal.
Just sing it again for me, please.
Ugh, fine.
When I'm by myself.
You sure that was you?
Yes, it was me. Cal, can you just get out of here so I can get dressed?
Fine, I'm going. It just... Out,
Cal!
Okay. You sure that was you singing
yes,
before?
Yes, it was me! Get out!
Okay. Didn't sound like it the second time.
Cal, you left me.
I thought you left me.
I was taking a call outside. I got back, and no one was there.
Oh, sorry. Phone was on vibrate. Back on now.
Cal, Roberta has been trying to reach you all day. She just found out about Quince, and she has some news.
Speaking of the devil, hello.
Cal, I heard about Quince.
What about him?
What do you mean, what about him?
I don't need Quince.
Quince is the reason for your success. You think you made this happen all by yourself? Oh, wait. Of course you think that. Because you're the only one in the world who can make someone a star?
I don't need you to tell me what I need or don't need. I can find another Quince in a heartbeat.
Listen, Big Shot. 3 of our bands have already listed under him.
What? Which ones?
It doesn't matter. All of the bands are leaving. And not only that, but Quince has found a new talent.
So?
He's already signed her. I've heard her demo.
And?
She's the next Leanne Rimes, Sarah Evans, Thunder Girl, Superstar.
I don't care if she can walk on water. She can't be that good.
I hope Betsy, whatever her name
Dupre.
Is, that you're keeping under wraps is more amazing than anyone we've ever promoted. Because if she is...
She will be. Just get off my back and let me work my magic.
I'm aware of what you do. Cal, if you weren't such a jerk and just placated Quince, you wouldn't be in this mess. He would have worked for you till the end of time if you weren't such
Quince
an open...
will come back. You'll see.
What I see, Mr. Playboy, is nothing but red ink. And if that isn't turned around soon, you'll be spinning records on weekends at a skating rink.
Yeah.
Do you hear me? Cal? Cal Seifert?
Everything all right?
Better than ever. Will you be joining us for dinner, Jen? Quit looking at me like that. You coming to dinner or not?
Sure.
Good. Let's enjoy ourselves. We have a big day tomorrow.
Big day? Cal, remember, I'm your assistant. You have to let me know what you're putting on your schedule.
It's nothing big. Just something to help Betsy.
I'm ready.
So you are. We'll just swing by and pick up the professor.
Is everything okay, Jenna?
Everything is fine. Everything will be just fine.
Stand up straighter. There you go.
Thank you for dinner last night.
It was my pleasure.
She was a much better singer when she was younger.
Sorry, what was that again?
She sang in The Wiz in 4th grade, and she played Dorothy. She was beautiful, and everyone clapped and clapped.
Shoulders back! Set your hand over your belly button and feel the air that should be filling up in there. It's like a balloon.
I don't know what happened.
Life happens.
Yes, it does. I think she resents me.
Why do you say that?
I didn't support her when she was younger, when she needed me.
Shoulders back! Stand up straighter!
Things just became so difficult, and you know, as a single parent raising a teenager...
You're here for her now.
Well, right. Now that she's all grown up, her stepfather, well, I mean her first one that she had, would be furious knowing I was letting her do this. He was so practical. I can't believe I'm telling you all of this.
I'm glad you feel comfortable enough to confide in me.
feel the air that should be filling up in there. There you go.
I was wondering, Cal's a pretty big music producer, isn't he?
Some would say that.
I think Betsy has potential, but of course a mother's a little biased, but I was wondering why...
Cal sees something in her.
It's none of my business what Betsy does with her life, but I hope the thing he sees in her isn't what I think you're talking about.
Oh, no, nothing like that. I see the good that she will do for Cal. But more importantly, I would never want Betsy hurt. And if I thought things weren't on the up and up, I'd insist that he send her back to Austin.
I needed to hear that. Thank you, Elliot.
Cal, you told me to let you know when it was getting close. Well, it's getting close.
You told me that twice already, but okay, thanks.
Okay, Betsy, today's lesson is over.
You mean that's it?
I'm honestly not sure how much I can help you. I'm sure Cal will explain it to you.
Thank you, Betsy.
What?
That's it for today.
But I thought after the lesson we were going to rehearse until 7.
I have an appointment tonight.
What appointment?
I'm going to... You know, it's just... I'm going out.
You're stopping practice early so you can go out?
I'm going to a concert.
What concert?
It's not that important.
Someone else you're planning on promoting?
No, she's already being promoted by a friend of mine and I wanted to check her out.
Well... Then I'd like to go.
I don't think that's a very good idea.
Why not?
Because you need your rest.
You don't want me to go because you know she's better than me.
What?
You want to see what you're missing out on.
Absolutely not. I have full confidence in you, Betsy. In fact, I'll tell you what. I'll get you a ticket. In fact, I'll get everyone a ticket. Come on, let's go check out the competition.
I have tickets here. Does anyone need any tickets?
Well, I hope you have a plan, Cal.
Come on, let's get past this circus.
Your ticket, sir.
They're all with me.
Do they have tickets?
They don't, but if you would... Hey, Lenny! Hey!
Cal, long time no see.
How are Lauren and the kids?
Fine, just fine. Jenna, good to see you again.
Hey, Lenny.
So, Lenny, got some friends here who'd like to see the concert. You gonna let us in, or do I have to call Quince?
Did Quince invite you? I thought you two were...
Me and Quince? Not sure he'd be too happy to hear you're keeping old friends out.
Yeah, sure. Tom, let him in.
Did you even talk to Quince?
He would never let me live it down if he knew I was in here.
Won't he find out?
Deny. Someone who looked like me wouldn't have any proof. Besides, he's gonna believe Lenny.
Here's the debut in Nashville, Tennessee, country music's capital of the world. We're proud to introduce Miss Crystal Lee.
Dots. So watch out, watch out.